Hi, Dr. Sharma, dictating this recording, follow-up visit. Name of the patient is Eulalia Ng. E-U like upper, L like Larry, A-L-I-A, Eulalia. Last name is Ng, I-N-G-E. Date of birth is 5/27/71. Date of accident is 3/20/2022. Date of service 3/9/2023. Eulalia Ng is a victim of the automobile accident where she started having pain in the neck, both shoulders, and lower back, shooting pain in the left leg and right upper arm, as well as pain in both hips and both knees. The patient has been undergoing a therapy with the physical therapy, conservative treatment. She was involved in a rear-ending accident that caused all the symptoms, according to her. At this time, she reports that she ran out of the pain medication and she feels terrible, and she has not been going to the physical therapy for the last 30 days because of this pain. And she used to work where she was packing medications in a bottle at group home, and her job was very easy, but she hasn't been to the work so far. The patient has been injured almost a year ago, and she has done almost like 8 months of physical therapy at this time. The pain in the lower back is 10, and pain in the right shoulder is reported to be 8. Pain in the neck is reported to be 8. However, patient denies any radiation of pain to the right upper arm or right or left leg in any distribution of any dermatome. Overall pain varies from 9 to 10, and ADLs are affected up to 10, as well as the sleep and enjoyment of life, general activity are affected 10, while mood is affected 9, and walking ability, work and relationship with other people are affected 6. System review is as follows. The patient reports currently she is not feeling much better in the pain relief at this time. The system review patient has positive symptoms as follows. In neurology and psych, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, and panic. She denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, or memory loss, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of pain in the right shoulder and neck and the lower back, as well as stiffness of the right shoulder and lower back and the neck. And no difficulty walking is reported. In the GI and GU and respiratory, no symptoms are marked. Changes in the pain level, patient reports that the pain has worsened. She also does not report any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 169 over 88, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 1/19/2023. The dictation number is 0119-03. The diagnosis are the same plan is as follows. Patient report that because she has a terrible cold in last 1 month and she thought it could be COVID, she did not go to physical therapy or any doctor visit, and she did miss 1 month of visit here as well. She did not come in mid-February. So all the medications have been refilled for this patient. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week for the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder as before. To continue, she has been advised about chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. She is released to work light duty 7 hours, 7 days with 7 pound lifting limit. Her meds were reviewed and labs have been reviewed. And the physical examination should be modified. So the patient is provided all the medications, which are as follows. Mobic 15 milligram per day for anti-inflammatory, Protonix 20 milligram per day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet a day, 30 tablets are provided, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief, Zoloft 50 milligram at night for relief of depression and help in sleep, GAD disorder. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain. In the physical examination, I wanted to modify her physical examination as follows. The general review is as follows. The patient is 50-year-old African-American female, good build, good nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, there is no anxiety or panic, and good attitude, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably good with normal gait without any adaptive device. Musculoskeletal examination is also completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none is present. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 50, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, and bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 15. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely normal as follows. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign was normal. Sperling Lermit test negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test were negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 50 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Berger test negative. Kemp test negative. Budzinski sign was negative. The sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. However, Ranslin test and Faber test are negative at this time. Distraction test and compression test are also negative. Standing flexion test is negative. In the extremities examination, only the right shoulder has a positive finding. The left shoulder is completely normal, and both the knees, both hips are also completely normal. In the right shoulder, the patient is able to lift her arm up to 120 degrees of abduction without any pain. And motor power is 4x5. Grip is normal. And Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive in the right shoulder, as well as the speed test and near test is positive. Please mention these changes. The diagnosis remains the same. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. The patient does not want any injection treatment or surgical treatments at all. Thank you.